often do you go to bookstores? Like, about, estimate.
About once a month.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any favorite bookstores?
I like the Barnes & Noble out in Harrisonburg.
Okay. How big is the Barnes & Noble?
I think it would be considered a large bookstore.
Pretty big?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to go when we lived in Newport, I used to go to a place called Buck-a-Book.
Buck-a-Book.
And it was either huge or a little pocket-sized store. So the one in Boston was a pocket-sized store, but it was always jam-packed with books.
Yeah.
And that's where I would get books for children, picture books and paintings and posters. We still have some of them around the house.
Mm-hmm. Did you say it was a Borders?
I thought it was Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble? Borders closed, right.
It's
sorry.
Out of business.
Yeah. So the Barnes & Noble, so do they only sell books there or is it more?
They sell books, movies, music. And they some arty type stuff and writing materials.
Yeah. So, what's the general feel of the store? Would you say when you walk in, or are you paying attention to that?
Oh, very much so. Quiet, relaxed, but busy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So compared to the pocket-sized store that you were talking about that you used to go to in Boston, how would you say it compares?
Well, modern.
Yeah.
And so...
sterile?
Yeah, much more sterile. Hmm. And, everything's neat and in its place. And in the store in Boston, they did their best, but, they were very organized. You could find things by name and by catalog type number, but you would also just have a big display with piles of books that they happen to get, and they would generally be about the same.
Yep.
But about the same might be, hey, we just got these and they're 50 cents a piece, kind of a pile.
Yeah. So
a little more organized,
mm-hmm.
a lot more sterile,
yep.
and many more people in the staff. Usually there were
bigger staff.
Much bigger. There were usually one or two people, and when there weren't customers at the register, they were shelving or doing something else in the store. Busy, always busy.
So, when you go into the store, is it floor to ceiling, stacks on stacks of books?
Oh, yes.
Or is there more open space?
In Boston, it was stacks on stacks. In the Barnes & Noble in Harrisonburg, it's much more open.
Yeah. So more space to, maneuver, I guess.
And also more like a library in that there are places near the books you might be shopping for to sit down. Or there are work desks scattered throughout the store at the Barnes & Noble. Whereas if you went into the Buck-a-Books, you were either there to visit the staff and browse or buy a book and leave.
Yeah.
It wasn't, they didn't serve coffee. There might be a coffee shop nearby, but yeah.
So I've been to the bookstore that you're talking about in Harrisonburg, and there is a coffee shop in the bookstore.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because I've gone in there and done work projects in Harrisonburg.
Right, so how much time, when you go into that bookstore, is it typically would you say you're in and out really fast, or is it more of a you'll go in, browse for a little bit, spend some time there, maybe sit down, read, do something, how much time do you usually spend in that store?
It all depends. It's probably half and half that I would go in and browse and sit down, take work with me, or take...
I forgot that clock was there.
I keep forgetting that it has been turned on again.
Oh, gosh, okay. It's okay. Shut up. Okay.
So about half and half.
Yeah.
Or maybe more. One of the reasons that I like the store in Harrisonburg is because the staff is friendly and they'll approach you and they'll help you, but they'll also leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize that a lot of people come in to relax or read, and they let you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough room to allow for that so that they don't have to be right up on you. I mean, even if you... So I can remember reading through the books. I didn't just grab a book and walk away with it because some books were inappropriate for what I was, especially for, you know, small children. So, you know, when you look at children's books, a lot of them are fairy tales and not on... Fairy tales are pretty scary sometimes. So I would edit on my feet. So I could easily spend an hour in the little store even when I was just coming and going and there to see what I could find.
Mm-hmm.
But in Harrisonburg, I would say about half and half, running an errand, want to grab a book or two and only have a few minutes and get what I need and get out. And it's nice because you can do that. Even if you need some help finding it, you can pretty easily get in and out. But I also have gone in there quite a bit to work, to read. If I had time, downtime in Harrisonburg, I'd either be at the craft or fabric store or at the library. I'm sorry, at the bookstore.
Right.
Because I would treat the bookstore like a library.
So thinking back, when do you think you first started going to bookstores, like in your life? Like, when can you remember, like, the first time you went?
Absolutely. I can remember. There weren't very many in our area in Atlanta. We were south of Atlanta, and there just weren't that many bookstores. But there were used bookstores that we would go into and browse. But yeah, very young, five.
Five?
Mm-hmm. As young as I can remember.
And once you started going, was it a pretty consistent thing?
It was. At that time, it was much easier to go to a library, and mm-hmm. we went to the library once a week.
Right.
So for me now, the bookstore is like my library when I was a child.
Okay. So the bookstore that we're specifically talking about, the one in Harrisonburg, it's mm-hmm. a chain bookstore, fairly large, mm-hmm. Professional, employed staff. So how do you think that compares to your smaller bookstores, I guess?
Well, one of the reasons I like the one in Harrisonburg in particular, you know, there is one just 5 miles from here, probably, or 8 miles from here. But if I were to choose the store I would go into, I would go into the one in Harrisonburg because the staff there is clearly passionate about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they know books and love books, and they're very engaged in helping in terms of, you know, the literature. They understand where things are, but more, they understand what you might be looking for. So they're much more passionate about books and reading than I think the people are in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
The same chain store that's just as big and has just as many amenities.
Which is interesting, because if you think of like a big bookstore, that's like a huge chain thing, I would expect it to be less passionate, because a lot of people just go there just because, you know, they need to get paid and it's a well-known store, so they apply for it just because, or at least that's how I would think of it. Cause,
right. And in Harrisonburg there are far fewer jobs.
Yeah.
But there's clearly more passion there about books and about reading and literature. You can just tell. It's just in everything they do.
So, in terms of the type of books that they have in the bookstore, would you say that there's like a wide range of selection?
Oh, a very wide range, which would be another reason to go. Is mm-hmm. that they they don't just have popular books, though they do, and they put them out in featured places, but they also have classics of all many different varieties.
So when I was talking to Catherine about her experience with bookstores, she typically goes to a smaller bookstore. That's it's a Books a Million kind of like subset, but is very small, and they do kind of like the book trade kind of thing, where like you bring in a book and you get store credit, or they give you cash and then you can spend it on all the books in the store. And she was telling me about how they tend to get a lot more interesting things, some weird things. Like, she found a book about how to be a druid and and picked it up in the free bin. Do you see anything like that, or probably not really?
Not as much. And I'm not... A lot of times, the books that I'm reading are more history or not, you know, nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
Not that How to Be a Druid is fiction. But I'm not really looking for that kind of... I'm not looking to see...
You're not in that section,
really. I'm not in that section.
So you're more
typically
of a...
Typically, it's, you know, it's how-tos, it's...
Yeah.
Occasionally, I've looked at, you know, how-to books, like recipe books, with, you know, with interest, and so I've bought a few of them. A lot of the books that I bought were for younger people, and so it was either growth and development or for myself, or... something that was on the list of reading for my children.
So for what you're looking for, it's a pretty good system that they got going on.
I will say that, you know, I've looked for books at the larger bookstores. In fact, if it weren't for the fact that your grandmother has passed, the Books a Million in Peachtree City would be at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Because I could always go in there and get something. For instance, I was looking for a book for your grandmother, for Emma, about Japanese floral arranging that was written by an American woman who was there right after the end of the war. And she learned the art and wrote a book about it with drawings that Emma loved. And I happened through them, I was able to get a signed, autographed copy from the author, you know, written by the author for her. And all her life, all she had was photocopies, or actually, not photocopies. She had hand-drawn, traced the figures from the book onto paper from a friend's book. And she'd never owned the book until I went looking for it at the Books a Million. And we had to order it, but they were able to order it and get it delivered for her. So that certainly was a how-to book, but it was much more than that to us. It was a very special connection. And it was so special that I got copies of it for us to have.
So sometimes it's not, it doesn't quite have what you are looking for, but
I find I can get it.
But you can.
Right.
So if
the staff is willing to work hard enough to find it, they have the systems to be able to help you find it, and they know how. So, yeah.
And in terms of, like, going out and getting a book as opposed to, like, just ordering it online, I feel like in most cases, the price would be about the same, right? Because you're going to, all the books are new at that kind of bookstore.
Right.
So, I mean, would you still rather go to the bookstore if you can do that instead of ordering it online, or was it kind of like a half and half kind of thing?
It's kind of a half and half thing. I recently found a book that I had to return to the library because it's new, and I really liked it, but I didn't have time to get through the whole thing, and I really want to finish it. And I wouldn't mind owning it. So, in fact, I wanted to own it so that if other people in the family were interested, they could pick it up and read it at their leisure, too. I thought, oh, well, we're going to go to Harrisonburg. Maybe I'll pick it up when you and I go. And then I was ordering something else online, and I just searched for that book and happened to find one that was being sold by the Houston Book Club to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought it there rather than buying it out in Harrisonburg. But otherwise, I would save up, right, to go to buy at a bookstore that I really liked. Especially when in a place where I may need time, you know, I might have time on my hands, like if I'm there with other members of the family who have other things to do, then I can just sneak off to the bookstore and pick a book or find the book that I have in mind that I want and maybe read a couple of chapters and then link back up with the family.
So in that case, you just like buy it online.
Well, in the first case, I bought it online, but I felt better, certainly felt better about it because I was buying it from a book club that was doing, you know, was doing something with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather frequent a store that, because it's kind of about a community thing and about jobs, so.
You'd rather go to a store?
I'd rather go to the store.
Usually?
Yep.
Is it, like, something that you would do for pleasure, or is it just kind of like, oh, I need a book, I guess I better go to the bookstore, or something like that?
I think it's always a blend of, you know, if I feel like I need to get something done, or I need to read something, then it's kind of an errand that hangs over my head, but it's also that I want to do it, otherwise I would just do it online.
So, have you ever had any, like, weird experiences at that bookstore? Because sometimes when you go to a bookstore, there can be some eccentric people there. I mean, I'm assuming, because it's a big store, it's not really as much of an issue, or maybe it wouldn't even be an issue to begin with, but it doesn't really happen as much.
I think, sometimes it's so sterile, right, that it doesn't really, and there's so much space that it doesn't really happen, but I've certainly had experiences in bookstores that I thought were really weird, either I was reading something that, I don't know, opened my eyes to something, or I just had a feeling, you know, there certainly seems to be an energy in every bookstore that is really alive, so I would say that's never happened in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the one near the mall where everybody's just very transactional and keep moving. But I can remember in bookstores my whole life having very strange and wonderful feelings when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about connecting with the words that you're reading, and it's about people who connect with the words that they're reading, and, you know, that you're there together. Things happen.
Yeah. So how full, I guess, how many people would you say are usually in the bookstore when you go in? I mean, obviously it differs from time to time, but in general.
I'd say 20.
20?
20 to 30.
Yeah. It's a pretty, the one that you're talking about in downtown Harrisonburg is a pretty, I guess it's not downtown technically, a little bit outside of downtown.
It's in the new town, right?
Yeah, it's in the new town right across from East Campus.
Yeah.
It's pretty open. You can see pretty much everyone when mm-hmm. you're there. So it's pretty easy to give an estimate.
Yeah, I think 30 is probably a good 30? Number. Yeah, could have more hiding in the coffee shop or something, but mm-hmm. I think so.
So, pretty decently sized.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably look like less people since it's so open, so it might even be more than that.
Could
be. In general, like, do you see a lot of people that stand out? Or is it more kind of like the quote-unquote, like, normal, kind of like everyday, you know?
I think it's about half and half. There, I think you get a lot of students who come and spend time there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nice to be off campus, right? And maybe have more privacy and be able to get a cup of coffee and do your work or look at books or whatever you need to do. Or if you just needed books from the outside, you know. So I think it's about, maybe even it's 2/3 normal, quote unquote, student and just normal people coming in from work or in between errands. And then 1/3 of the people who are real bookies. Mm-hmm. And you kind of tell.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
A little bit less evenly keeled. Or more evenly keeled, and they stand out.
One of the reasons they stand out is that, you know, they spend so much time reading that they don't pay attention to personal hygiene. So their clothes may have a little extra dander, and that gets that smell that never goes away unless you use hot water.
Ooh. Yikes. So you get a few interesting people.
Yep.
But in general, it's pretty easy to focus on your task.
Yes. Yep.
Do they play music? Do you notice when you go in?
Maybe I notice right at the door. It seems to me that I notice it. I remember it at the door, but after that, I really don't.
I'm just kind of like it. I can't remember either. just kind of all melts together, I guess.
So maybe they have it playing, and most of the speakers are in the area where they have seating, or where in front or near the registers and at the door.
Right.
Even if I have very little time, I will often not know what I'm after. Sometimes I'll spend the time to research it because I know I'm going to go, and I'll think about what it is that I want. Or I will have read a book that I would like to write, to read something similar. Like right now, I'm reading this John Quincy Adams book, and the new one that's out about his education. And I'm thinking I actually want to read something about James Madison, because I haven't. So I have, when we go, I think I'll look for something about James Madison.
Okay. But in general, it's not really a chore.
No.
To go into a bookstore.
No. No.
And you do see a fair amount of students in there, right?
About half.
Half?
Mm-hmm. Even in the more transactional one, it's mostly students. And the one in Peachtree City too. It might be a younger crowd, not college students, but students for sure. But in Harrisonburg, easily half are students.
Hmm.